So obviously, when you look at the story of this James J. Lee and his obsession with the Discovery Channel and how he terrorized the employees there on Wednesday with his gun and makeshift bombs, Lee, no longer with us because he was taken out by the police SWAT team, was a 43-year-old California man with a religious fervor, according to an article, for his environmental causes, and he had a history of targeting the channel for its programming, especially in 2008 in a protest in front of the headquarters where 1,900 employees work. On that day, the protest included tossing wads of cash in the air, and it ended in his arrest. His webpage was increasingly obsessed with what he called this civilization's filth and the problem of overpopulation, which he blamed on parasitic human infants. Well, you know, we could sit and talk about his ramblings all day, but I think the big story is the mental health system, and why was this guy out walking the street? You know, was he medicated and not taking it? Who knows? Of course, there are thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands out there that do have mental health issues. But those that seem to appear in before the courts seem to be able to walk away without having any more issues. They go to court. They find them criminally not responsible, sometimes up here in this country. Mike McIntyre and I talked about it on Thursday night, or in the United States, and they seem to be able to walk away just because they don't have a understanding of what's right and what's wrong, allegedly. I think they do, but that's what the doctors say. Doesn't mean they should be allowed to walk around and terrorize us. There needs to be a review of the mental health system and how it's attached to the court system, so we don't or can try and prevent another James J. Lee from walking around and taking out his obsession on others. Thank God the hostages were all okay. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.